I didn't think you could help me when I contacted you. I just knew that I needed something. Something I was lacking. I was so desperate to fulfill some necessity. Some primal requisite. To appease some urge within me to be completely self-satisfying. I shouldn't have underestimated you or what you could do. I should have sensed your talents right away. As soon as you looked at me, I knew you wanted in. I felt it. I knew you wanted to own me. To charm me like a true magician. And I so badly didn't want to let you in. I didn't want to let anyone in. I was terrified of someone knowing. Knowing how desperate I was to please myself. To be able to press my fingers against my cunt and pleasure myself in the way that only I knew how. That's all I wanted. I spent unimaginable amounts of time trying. Rubbing my clit until it was raw. Never getting there. Always left numb and frustrated to the point of tears. Until that day, I didn't think it was possible. And coming to your office then for the first time, I was so unquestionably confident that you couldn't get in. Couldn't break past my barrier. You didn't have the skill. You didn't know me yet. How would you possibly know enough to have the ammunition to destroy my protective shell? To breach the vault of my mind that I'd so carefully created? To force yourself in? To infiltrate, to rob from within me every divergent desire, every primal passion, to reveal the utmost acts of depravity from the confidential depths of myself, and to share them with you, a complete stranger, willingly, to do what I hadn't done with anyone, to let someone in, to control me, to direct me, to reduce me to a weeping servant, groping at myself until pools of cum poured from between my thighs. To transform me from a successful, intelligent, confident woman into a senseless sexual simpleton at one command. But you did. You were the one. You broke me. You released me. And I'll never be the same again.
Hey, Tiff.
You driving?
Yeah,
shit! You okay?
No. I just spilled coffee everywhere, which is perfect for how this morning's going already. Hold on. Damn it. Oh, yes, it's so funny. Thank you. Okay, what's up?
When's the appointment tomorrow?
Tonight. 6:30. Another failure.
Oh, come on.
No, I know. I won't completely trash it yet. I know it's not going to work, though. I've tried this 10 different times, Tiff, with so many different people. It just can't happen. I'm just too well-balanced to be hypnotized, I guess.
Okay, Miss Perfect.
Look, why can't I just find a nice guy to be my boyfriend and he can make me come? Why do I need to do it? You know, I really don't think I'm missing out since it's something I've never experienced in the first place.
But masturbating is so good.
I'm sure self-service feels great, Tiff.
I mean, don't you like to come?
Yes, you know I like to come. But if other people can do it for me.
Not as well.
Oh my god, shut up.
Prude.
Oh, fuck you.
Prude.
I'm not a prude. Shut up. Just because I don't shout it from the rooftops the last time I got laid.
Oh, what, and that's me?
Yes, that's you.
Whatever.
All right, look, I'm almost to work, so I'll call you after the appointment and fill you in.
Okay, what time's the appointment?
6:30. I said that. So expect my call at about 6:45 telling you it didn't work.
Sure thing, negative Nance.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome, Sarah. Go ahead and have a seat. Settle in. We need to go over some briefing. Sarah, I want you to understand exactly what kind of therapy it is that I offer. I want you fully aware of what might occur should we proceed and are successful in our endeavors. I read a summary of why you're seeking this treatment, and I will say you are a unique case.
Oh, great. That's exactly what I need to hear. I already knew this wasn't going to work. No offense.
I see. I'm not saying that to discourage you, Sarah. I simply meant that I feel this is something rare, but treatable. Usually these types of issues are psychological, not physical. There's a block you can't move past, for whatever reason. The purpose of my assistance is to help you move past those blocks, to teach you methods of opening your mind, allowing release.
I mean, that all sounds positive and all, but I've tried this before. Well, not this, not erotic therapy, but normal hypnosis therapy. It never works.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure, of course.
Has another person ever brought you to orgasm?
Yeah.
Then it definitely isn't a physical issue. It's in your head. I will do my best to help you. This will work just like any other therapy session. You will relax as best you can, try and get into a place mentally where you feel comfortable, and we'll then begin. Now, there is one difference between how I practice and how others practice.
Okay. What is it?
Did you bring the item I asked you to?
Oh, yeah, I did. Let me grab it. This.
Good. Tell me about it.
Okay. It used to be from an old stuffed toy of mine. When I was venturing into my sexuality, I would put it on while trying to, you know.
While trying to orgasm.
Yes.
All right. Sarah, there's one more thing you should understand before we continue. A very important thing. This is erotic hypnosis, Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
You know, yes, but you should also be aware of what people under this kind of hypnosis are capable of doing while in such a vulnerable sexual state.
Like?
I'll choose to be direct here. Stripping of their clothing, masturbation, uncontrollable moaning, orgasm. Sarah, if any of these things you feel you are uncomfortable doing in front of another person, you need to tell me now.
Well, I don't think that will be a problem because I honestly don't feel this will work, but I get it. Look, I already signed the release form. I do understand the possibilities.
Good. You should understand those possibilities above any others, because you may find yourself experiencing something similar. You need to also understand that I am a professional, and I have witnessed many different events from many different people. There is no reason to be embarrassed about any actions that occur here. Your caller, I'd like for you to put it on now. Very good. Now, I want you to lie back. Relax as much as you can. Get your body as comfortable as you can. Good. Nice and comfortable. Good. Okay. I'd like for you to clear your mind, Sarah. Nothing in this moment matters but you and your body. Let all your thoughts dissolve until there's nothing left but you and your ability to please yourself. I'm going to give you a moment to let yourself go to that place while you listen to my words. From here on out, I don't expect you to speak anything beyond a yes or a no answer. You may even nod for yes or shake your head for no. I won't stop you, but I won't provoke you. This is a safe place, a place to feel comfortable, a place to experience release and pleasure. Pleasure is the ultimate human experience, and it's something that can be utilized all on one's own. I'm going to teach you, Sarah, how to achieve that ultimate experience. I'm going to provide you with the tools you need to let go. I'm going to begin a countdown, and at the end of the countdown, you will hear a word. You will do as the word says without question, not if you understand. Good. And 5, 4, 3, 2, sleep. Three. Two. Sleep. Sleep.
I don't feel anything.
Sleep.
I don't feel any different.
Sleep, Sarah. Sleep.
I can't
sleep.
I can't
sleep.
I'm
sleep.
But it's that voice. I
sleep. Let your mind lose itself. Sleep. There is nothing wrong with the experience of self-pleasure. Touching yourself is a good thing, a healthy thing. If at any point during this session you feel the desire to touch yourself, I want you to do so. Do not hold back. Let your body move freely. Let your mind move even more freely. Don't hinder yourself. Set yourself free. Not if you understand. Sarah, I want you to feel completely at ease here with yourself, your mind, and your body. I'd like to try a different approach with you, Sarah. Are you all right with that? Good. I think you have wonderful potential for commanding your own body. I can see strong willpower within you, wanting to come out and take control. I know you can feel it growing, an ache inside you, radiating from between your thighs. Let it out, Sarah. Let out the sexual energy you've kept so locked away. Yes, it's okay. Take it off if you'd like. Whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Yes.
Continue. Don't be afraid. Free yourself.
Okay.
The naked human form is a beautiful thing, Sarah.
Yes.
I can see that yours does not discredit that statement. Your body is something to be celebrated. A true creation of artistry, and I greatly enjoy looking at it. Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel relaxed?
Yes.
Sarah, are you a good girl?
Yes. Yes.
You don't have to hide it. Tell me, are you a good girl?
Yes.
Good girl. I know you are. Now, because you're such a good girl, you're going to make yourself come tonight. Aren't you, good girl?
Yes.
You are. Show me what a good girl I know you can be. Show me that you know how to touch yourself.
No.
Yes.
I can't.
There. Don't. Here now.
Don't look at me.
See? Oh. I knew you were.
No. Please.
Yes.
I can't. Don't look at me.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. 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 Please.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Yes. Please.
Shh. It's all right.
Yes. Make
this
me.
This is perfectly natural.
Oh,
this is fuck. How it's done. This is how you please
yes.
yourself.
Fuck.
Keep going, oh. Sarah. Don't stop.
Please.
Yes. Good girl. Such a sexy, dirty girl. Now, I'm going to do a countdown from 10. And when I get to 1, you're going to continue being the good little girl I know you are. And you're going to come to me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Very good girl.
Yeah.
Ten,
fuck.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two. Good. That was excellent. You did very, very well. You may put your clothing back on. Now, I'm going to do another short countdown. At the end of the countdown, you'll hear a word. You will do as that word says. Not if you understand. Good. 3, 2, 1. Wake. Wake, Sarah. Wake.
Did I come?
You did, yes.
Why do I not remember it? Why can I not remember?
Don't worry, Sarah. You will. It's in there. It was your experience. Now it's your memory. It will come to you in time. The important thing that happened today is that you did it. You got there. You brought yourself to orgasm. That is a true breakthrough. Don't depreciate the value of what you are taking from this session today. This is an enormous step for you. It's getting late now. We should conclude this first session and you should head on home. You're going to be more exhausted than you realize. You did very well today. Here's my card. Call me if you have any questions or you need anything whatsoever.
Okay, yes. I will. Thank you, Doctor. Have a nice night.
I'm sure we'll be in touch. Good night.